Dana is with the Women's Hospital at St. Joseph East. And, Dana, I wanted somebody to come on, not because this is something we're inviting the community to, but just because when I saw what was happening this morning in the NICU, the Newborn Intensive Care Unit, it was just, wow, this is one of those special holiday moments that I want people to know about. Tell us what's happening this morning with the Snow Bunny babies.
Correct. Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity to be on this morning. Well, we are certainly very excited to be partnered with Sunny King. She is here. She is actually here with me this morning to talk about the Snow Bunny Baby Project. This is the third year that the project has been in process, so Sunny is going to speak a little bit about that. But I'd like to speak a little bit about our NICU and the services that we offer here. We do have a 16-bed, level 3, family-friendly unit that we have 24-hour, around-the-clock care from neonatal providers and high-risk and complicated maternal-fetal medicine. Of course, you know, the holidays are very stressful and filled with lots of hustle and bustle and anxiety. So parents that are experiencing babies that are hospitalized due to specific medical needs are certainly experiencing a little bit more pressure than that. So our little babies and our families of little babies need a little extra love, and this is the perfect time during the holidays. And we certainly appreciate Sunny and her project coming and being a part of offering our families an opportunity to have a great start in maybe going home and getting started with their life. So I'll let Sunny tell you a little bit about the project, and we are very excited. I think she has brought some gifts today. We'll be going down to the NICU to present that to the staff very shortly.
Sunny, good morning.
Hi, Jack. How are you today?
All right. We're fine. Thank you.
That's good.
Tell us about this program. Tell us what got it started.
Sure. I'm a NICU volunteer at University of Kentucky Healthcare. And about 3 years, I saw a need. 3 years ago, I saw a need to give something to the babies. There was a lot of donations that were given to the children at the children's hospital, mm-hmm. but nothing was being given to the babies. So the first year, I started by collecting some basic needs like diapers, wipes, onesies, baby wash, those sort of things, and made baskets for every baby in the NICU at University of Kentucky. The second year, which was last year, we got so many donations that we were able to give to every baby in the NICU in Lexington. So that included Baptist Lexington, University of Kentucky, and St. Joe East Women's Hospital. And this year, the turnout was so great, we're able to do the same thing again. So we're getting ready to present the baby baskets to the families in the NICU here at St. Joe East.
That's excellent. I've just got a couple of seconds here left. Sunny King with us. What can the community do to keep this going?
Well, thank you for asking. All year round, we collect items such as diapers, wipes, baby wash, those sort of things. And they can donate and drop these donations off at the University of Kentucky Volunteer Service Department. Or they can send checks to 1000 South Limestone, Lexington, Kentucky, 40536, Attention Volunteer Services, anytime during the year to provide this at Christmas time.
Or connect with Facebook.
Yes, we also have a Facebook page that can get on. It's Snow Baby Bunny.
Also
have a Facebook page for the St. Joe East Women's Hospital. Should anyone have a desire to donate there, they certainly can send us a message and we can contact.
All right. Ladies, got to run. Thank you so much for what you're doing for these families. And thank you for being with us this morning.